From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. National charter school chains could have an easier time finding a foothold in Florida if a lawmaker gets his way. St. Petersburg State Senator Jeff Brandis, his bill would allow the State Board of Education to fast-track out-of-state charter operators' expansion in Florida. WLRN reporter John O'Connor has more.
Florida charter schools, which consistently earn good grades on the state's public school report card, get special privileges. Soon, out-of-state charter schools could too. The state's high-performing label allows schools to expand across the state more quickly and pay lower administrative fees to the local school district. Senator Jeff Brandis' bill would allow the State Board of Education to give national charter school chains the high-performing designation. Critics argue the high-performing label allows schools to sidestep local school boards, and what works for students in one part of the state might not work in another district. In past years, Florida and school districts have tried to recruit big charter school operators, such as California's Rocket Ship Education. Charter chains are already in Florida. KIPP has a school in Jacksonville, and Academica and Charter Schools USA are large chains based in South Florida. The state recently awarded grants to school districts in Broward, Duval, and Miami-Dade counties to try and lure national charter school chains. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
The number of babies dying from sudden infant death syndrome is declining in Florida. This, according to a report from the Tampa Bay Times, says SIDS has dropped by 86% compared to 20 years ago. Now, the decline isn't due to new medication or prevention strategy, but because more medical examiners in the state have stopped classifying deaths as SIDS. They say the infants are not dying of a mysterious illness, but typically from unsafe sleeping environments. Problems remain as medical examiners in various parts of the state disagree over how to categorize these deaths, leading to a patchwork approach. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.